I'm sitting here with Gil Tenney, the CTO and co-founder of Azul Systems, and I wanted to ask you first, Gil, what does Azul do?
So Azul basically builds raw compute capacity. We build the hardware that delivers raw compute capacity into existing servers, Linux, Solaris, HP, and IBM AIX servers. Are all able to tap this capacity and make it look as if it is local to within the box that is running the server. We deliver this raw CPU and memory capacity by allowing a Java virtual machine to mount that capacity. Effectively, a Java virtual machine is a mount point for CPU and memory in our case, much like NFS or SMB would be mount points for file systems. We then build the capacity that is got the right characteristics to be mountable, to be tappable in this way. It both comes in very large scale, 384-way quarter terabyte compute bricks that add up to compute pools, and it also has the qualities that allow virtual machines to scale within that. Things like elimination of garbage collection pauses, allowing multiple threads to concurrently execute synchronized blocks are basic features of the hardware that we build and are tapped by the virtual machine we deliver into the various operating systems.
Okay, so how does one of these boxes help me? I mean, what is it to give me as a developer?
So as a developer, really beyond being a very cool box to write applications to, it allows you to write applications that scale naturally and that can break through the dynamic range limitations that we've had before. Currently, Java applications tend to be limited to 2 or 4 CPUs, a couple gigabytes of memory is the practical way to run things. While we have larger machines, going beyond that sweet spot tends to come with a lot of pain. That pain is usually attributed to garbage collection pauses and scaling problems across large machines, both because of garbage collection itself and things like Amdahl's law that prevents you from using a lot of CPUs when you have some serialization in your program. We eliminate or solve some of the pain points that allow the sweet spot to move to a much larger number. And our latest release, for example, allows you to tap 200 gigabytes from a single virtual machine running 300 or more cores in the same virtual machine. The pain points that have been there that limit us come from various different sources, but I like to focus on garbage collection first. Garbage collection really forces us to pause every once in a while on most platforms and collect the heap. At the very least, every once in a while, the heap would need to be compacted so that fragmentation is eliminated. And there are various very nice techniques out there that allow us to delay that inevitable pause, but it is not going away. And I'm sure that all developers are very familiar with the implication of that pause. So if you have a gigabyte or two of heap, you may experience a pause time of 1 or 2 or maybe 10 seconds collecting that heap. What that means generally is that if you try and move up to a 10 gigabyte or 100 gigabyte heap, your pause time will scale linearly. And generally, a pause time of above 20 seconds is more than just annoying. It may mean that external connections time out. It may mean that you actually need to restart your server to keep going. And that becomes an unavoidable barrier to actual scale, to actual growth of VMs within a VM. We can scale laterally, but growing within a VM is hard. Azul solves these problems by providing a garbage collector that does not pause, that is able to concurrently relocate things in a heap while the program is still running. And we can do that to programs that generate garbage from 300 CPUs and occupy 200 gigabytes of memory and continuously collect that memory while the program is running. The reason we're able to do that is that the hardware we built was built for this purpose. It has built-in features, built-in hardware barriers into the instructions that allow this algorithm to actually work. And that feature alone allows you to break past the scale barriers of a handful of CPUs and a handful of gigabytes and into larger dynamic scale, allow applications to do new things. Those new things are very interesting. And I think that as we go forward, we're going to see people start caching a lot more in the middle tier, using memory footprints for complete in-memory solutions of problems. And coming up with applications that honestly I don't even know about and can't think of because that's what we have developers for. But we do believe that we're basically breaking the barriers on scale on Java and allowing developers to really take hold and make use of much larger compute capacity in a practical way.
Okay, could you give me maybe a specific example or two of problems I might have with scaling or whatever that for which this might be a way out?
So a common pain that I hear about is a pressure on an application that makes it slowly grow its heap because of added requirements or added load. Things like large XML transforms, many sessions, other things that end up needing significant an amount of memory, or an attempt to cache workloads to avoid extreme database action or extreme database interaction. I often meet with people that have a basic fear and a justified fear of growing their heap above 1.5 gigabytes, above 2 gigabytes, because they know that the implication of a pause of more than 10 seconds or so will really break the application. Those people tend to do what we call unnatural acts in Java to get around these problems. They will split an application that would naturally scale within one VM otherwise into 10 different VMs that communicate heavy with each other and split the workload and the data sets between them. They may create lateral scale or scale within one box with many VMs just to avoid this basic problem. And the fact that you can simply twist the knob up and use as much heap as you want without fear, without expecting a garbage collection pause to stop your application, without worrying about whether or not the machine can gracefully handle the capacity, allows you to simply avoid these re-architectures, these unnecessary re-architecture steps, and scale naturally. Other examples that I often see are situations where applications are limited by the serialization or the very safe serialization that people build into applications. Synchronization is a necessary thing. It is important to synchronize various data structures for good concurrent use, but it also comes with the hit of Amdahl's law. Amdahl's law, which has been around now for 4 decades, really dictates the maximum number of CPUs that you can use with a given workload, depending on how serialized it is. If a portion of a workload is serialized, say 10% of it is running through a code that is locked, through code that is synchronized, then at most 10 concurrent activities can happen. At most you can get 10 times as much work with concurrent activities as you would with one. It may take a lot of CPUs, a lot more than 10, to get there, but the absolute maximum you could ever get is 10 times. The key thing there is that serialization limits scalability. And what Azul does is actually reduce serialization in a transparent way. We latch onto the basic Java synchronization construct, and we can execute Java synchronized blocks and synchronized methods in a concurrent fashion, in a transactionally concurrent fashion. We can safely run multiple threads into a transactional synchronized block, the same synchronized block your program already has, and allow them to run through while detecting in hardware whether or not they collide with each other. If they don't collide with each other, all will execute concurrently and complete. If they do collide with each other, some will be rolled back, and it's as if nothing ever happened. Now, we use the transactional or optimistic concurrency semantics here, much like databases do. And the same reason databases can execute transactions concurrently is the reason our hardware can concurrently execute Java synchronized blocks. Now, that feature alone allows you to reduce serialization maybe from a 10% to a 5% or 2% without changing the program, and allow the scale of that program to now go into dramatically higher numbers of CPUs where otherwise it would have been limited by Amdahl's law.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.